them and us profits for the bosses, slanders for firefighters. Overwhelmed firefighters who gave their all to save lives at Grenfell Tower have spoken at the public inquiry. Their testimony is devastating. Selfless firefighters hanging from windows, desperate to counter the unexpected flames running up the cladding. Exhausted firefighters with hoses left impotent, the block's dry riser water pipe was insufficient for its height. Horrified firefighters unable to evacuate residents, even once they realized it was necessary, due to lack of resources, and the only stairwell choked with thick poison smoke. Some sections of the right-wing press have tried to deflect anger at the capitalist establishment onto firefighters. This is slander. It makes you feel sick, it makes you shake, that firefighters are bullied for their heroism while the executives, company owners and capitalist politicians who caused the inferno walk free. Four senior Grenfell managers earned £650,794 combined in 2015-16, according to the property management's accounts. That's as much as 20 firefighters or 2 fire engines. Cladding maker Arconic made earnings before deductions of $1.8 billion in 2017. Grenfell's official body count is 72. Jail the corporate killers. Reversal cuts and privatization. Justice for Grenfell, safety for all. Workers need 27% raises, super rich double wealth. Families in Britain with only one breadwinner need a 27% increase in wages, to keep up with the cost of living, says the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. Between 2009 and 2015 alone, Britain's richest 1,000 doubled their wealth, according to the Sunday Times Rich List,